In Spain, the government has cut holiday bonuses for civil servants this year. Still, public workers make more money than their private sector counterparts and enjoy job security for life. And that's created a kind of love-hate relationship between Spaniards and their government. As Lauren Freire reports from Madrid, those not working in the public sector wish they were, but have little respect for those who are.
Antonio, Domingo, and Pepe are old friends in their late 40s and 50s. They're all unemployed, so most mornings they meet for coffee and cigarettes in Madrid's Puerta del Sol Square and rant about the government.
Porque está cobrando más de la cuenta.
They earn much more than they're worth, Antonio says about public employees. That's something that's got to change. They earn a lot and they hardly do anything. The men grumble about what they imagine is the life of a government worker, long coffee breaks, siesta, and lots of paid time off. When Spain's economic crisis hit, the private sector immediately started shedding jobs and cutting wages. New labor reforms have made it even easier for companies to do so, and unemployment now tops 25%. But most public employees still have jobs for life, says economist Gail Allard at Madrid's IE Business School.
They have had their wages frozen. Hiring has been frozen, but it's not the kind of severe adjustment you're seeing in the private sector. And you hear people say, in my company, you know, we've cut all of our costs 30%. What's their problem? You know, we're doing this. Why can't they do it?
One reason is their strong union contracts. Another is the sheer number of civil servants in Spain. Bureaucrats, doctors, teachers, and all public workers amount to 2.6 million people, more than 11% of the population, which makes politicians think twice about crossing them. Spaniards also have a different attitude toward the state. The Pew Research Center recently found that while 6 in 10 Americans say they want to be free of interference from the state, more than 6 in 10 Spaniards say the opposite, that it's the government's job to make sure nobody is in need. Again, Gail Allard.
Americans, we have a hard time understanding it because we don't assign such a high value to security. But for Spaniards, that's really, really important is security.
Spaniards stay on waiting lists for years in hopes of snagging a public sector job. And it's not just for the security. Civil servants earned 30% more on average than the rest of Spain's workers last year. That wasn't always the case. Sitting in a cafe near his Madrid home, 80-year-old Tomás García Boado, a retired public administrator, describes living through the Spanish Civil War and the military dictatorship that followed.
We used to have to ration food. Under the dictatorship, being a civil servant was prestigious, even if you weren't well paid. It gave you guarantees that you'd be taken care of and have security for the future.
Memories like these shape the next generation's choices. Lorena Nieva worked in marketing in Madrid for almost a decade before moving back in with her parents and devoting her early 30s to studying for a government entrance exam.
I studied for it probably 4 or 5 years. Some of them working for some private companies, but my decision and my illusion was to get that job. I couldn't get it because of the crisis.
With a degree in political science and experience in business, Nieva would have been a shoo-in for government work 5 years ago. But with the crisis, only a handful of the thousands who took the entrance exam last year got jobs. So Nieva's back in the private sector in a temp job at a phone company. At 36, she's making less money than ever in her life, like many in her generation.
We are really worried, and we don't have any door open for us. Politicians say constantly we can go abroad.
Sadly, for the next few years at least, going abroad may be her best option. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freire in Madrid.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.